On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, iOS, CD burning, no alternatives, and my store. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, no problem. Just head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all my contact information, or just leave your question there. That's cool, too. And if you're over on the blog and you're listening to it right there, just leave it in the comments. That's what they're for. So Andy sent me an email that says, I was pretty excited to try your suggestion, Allcast. I answered his question about using the Chromecast a couple of weeks ago. But alas, you must have iOS 8, and my teacher and I are both stuck with iOS 7 right now as we have iPhone 4S, or iPhone 4s. That's part of the answer. Hold on. Is there a way to get previous versions of iOS apps? Thanks, Andy. So, first thing you need to know is, I don't know if they both have iPhone 4s, or they both have the iPhone 4S. The iPhone 4S is upgradable to the latest and greatest. You can actually get to iOS 9, which is in beta as I'm recording this. So if they're iPhone 4Ss, feel free to upgrade. That solves your problem. If you do not, one of the new things that they've added in the last year or two is the ability to get older versions of software. So try and download it, and if it says, hey, this isn't supported with this current version, would you like an old version? Then say yes, that solves your problem. Let's say that doesn't work. Then what I think I would do in his situation, since he's trying to get video files locally, is I would go with Plex, have a Plex server in the church, and use the Plex app. So I think that's probably the next way to do it. You could also go with LastPass. This just occurred to me. Go with LastPass. Not LastPass. Why am I thinking LastPass? Go with Dropbox and have your videos on a Dropbox account, and you should be able to access them that way. So that's three possibilities. Now, a different Andy sent me this question. Hi, Paul. Caught some of your tutorials on YouTube. They've been very helpful as I have already taken over the tech responsibilities at my church. One of the first things I did was upgrade to ProPresenter 6. Good choice. Our operating system would not run it, so I had to upgrade to Yosemite. After that, our recording software, Capture, wouldn't work with Yosemite, so we had to upgrade to Capture 2. We had a Persona soundboard. Problem is, I now have no idea how to burn a CD with our program. I can record it, but can't use iTunes to burn CDs as we have in the past. Help! Okay, Andy, first off, take a deep breath. All will be fine. So what I want you to do is I want you to do a search, and I'll leave a link in the show notes below, a search for Burn, B-U-R-N. That is some open source software that allows you to burn CDs. There are plenty of other alternatives as well. If for some reason you don't like it, then search for other things. Check in the App Store, for example, and see if there's CD burning software. I think that you'll find that there is some stuff that you can get a hold of. It's just that physical media is going the way of the dodo, and so Apple, being on the cutting edge, tends to remove things sooner than a lot of people are ready for them to. So, for example, the new MacBook doesn't have a drive whatsoever, an optical drive. In fact, the only way to get things in and out is via the same port that's used for charging or over Wi-Fi. And I think that's the way that things are going to go. So the fact that you're still burning physical media, that you can get past that, but start developing a plan right now about going to the next level with that and how you're going to solve that problem. Okay, in response to my newsletter, which if you'd like to get on my newsletter, then by all means go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick your church tech gift, and you'll get a free copy of my email newsletter. The church tech gifts are free, of course, as gifts tend to be. You'll get a free copy of my newsletter with more tips and tricks, and you'll also hear about all the cool things happening here at Trinity Digital Media. So, 97 Voice via email, in response to a newsletter that I sent him about providing alternatives when there's just no way to do what people are asking, says, and when one cannot find an alternative, then what? Well, the first thing I would do is I would explain why you can't do what they're asking. Now, don't get too technical. It's really easy for us to go, well, as it turns out, the DHCP server is having issues today. And as a result, blah, 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 blah. And their eyes glaze over and all they heard was the blah, 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 blah. So try and make it as simple as possible and as quick. You don't want to talk down to people, but you don't want to assume that they're an expert when they're not, because they're going to feel stupid. So do a quick balance of those and then say, I want to do it, but I can't because of this reason. So is there anything else that we can do that would work well enough for you? The thing I want you to avoid doing is what I call Scotty syndrome, where someone asks you to do something and your immediate response is, it can't be done! And then a little bit later you do it. That's no good, because you're training people that when they ask you for something, that they just have to ask and assume that you're gonna do it, even if it legitimately can't be done. And maybe sometimes it can't be done and sometimes it can, but maybe you start with, okay, I want to do it, but I'm having trouble doing it, and here's why, and then move on from there. Finally, Donna, who's in my mastermind group, sent me this email, and I'm just going to read a small excerpt of it. I want a store page on my website for this book, a book she's writing, where I can collect their information, and they can buy both versions through Amazon, but I want them to buy the print copy through me via PayPal or ClickBank or my Intuit credit card account. Skipping down. If you think this is too confusing an idea, tell me how to do it simply. Okay, so what I'm using on my site is a WordPress plugin called WooCommerce. It's absolutely free, and it basically just creates a store on your site. Now, here's some really cool things about it. You can put things in your store that you don't actually sell. So I don't sell the physical copies of my book. I just don't want to deal with all the trouble. So I send them to a place where they can order the physical copies. One of my books, I don't currently have the rights to sell it myself because the publisher did a lot of stuff, so I send them to that place. So that's what I would recommend for you, is that you basically use WooCommerce, and if you want to send it to a different site, there's a way to do that. If you want to have it done through you, there's a way to do that. You can set up payment through PayPal or Stripe is probably what I'd recommend. Those are two good ways to do it. I think that just PayPal, there's some people that have had bad experiences and they just don't want to deal with PayPal. So if that's the case, giving them an alternative is really nice because they can go through Stripe, which is going to feel like just a regular credit card payment gateway. So that's what I would recommend. And there are different plugins that would make this easy. Make sure that you look because there's a paid Stripe plugin, but there's also a free one, and that's what I'm using, and it works perfectly fine for my needs, and I think probably for yours. So I hope that helped you. I hope one of those questions was a question that you'd had and just hadn't asked, or you're one of the people that asked it, either way. If not, don't forget to leave your questions below the video or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Again, don't forget to get your copy of my free email newsletter at trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. And if you're curious what my store looks like, even if you don't want to buy something, that's cool. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. And there you can look at all the stuff there, including new products that I'm adding. I'm hopefully in the next day or so going to have a new little ebook on how to build your own teleprompter. So until then, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.